Well, this is Steve Clark and the Daily Inspiration, and I hope you are having a good day. I hope the Lord is meeting with you and working in your life. Thank you for calling in. I pray that this Daily Inspiration, not only today, but every day, would be a blessing to you. That's our prayer. That's our desire. That's the reason why we do this. And yesterday I started on a little series, I guess, out of the book of Samuel. And so if you didn't listen to yesterday's message, I would encourage you to do that. You can actually do that by pressing the zero button right now. That'll bring you back to the main message, main menu, and then you could just press number 25, and that'll bring you to yesterday's message. Today is 26, and I want to look at the verses 19 through 28 today. If you remember from yesterday, Hannah cried out to the Lord because of her barrenness. She had no child, and her adversary, this second wife of Elkanah, was tormenting her and pestering her and saying things bad towards her because she wasn't having any children. And the second wife, Penina, she had sons and daughters, and so she was tormenting Hannah very much, and it brought Hannah to the place of desperation, and she cried out to the Lord for a child, and the Lord heard her cry, and he heard the cry of desperation. We talked about that yesterday. I want to make another point about that. I want us to think of a different aspect of barrenness. Sometimes in our lives, we can be spiritually barren, or maybe from the time that you gave your life to the Lord, you've been spiritually barren. And God doesn't want you to be like that. He doesn't want us to be spiritually barren. And I hope that we would be like Hannah and not be content with not having fruit, that we, in a spiritual sense, would cry out to the Lord in desperation for the lack of spiritual barrenness in our lives, and that we would see that it's not God's will for us to be spiritually barren, and that we would cry out to the Lord and he would answer our cry. So I just want us to think about that and pray about that, that we would not be spiritually barren. All right, well, I'm going to read verses 18 through 28 here. 18 is where we ended yesterday, and I want us to read that again here. It says, and she said, Hannah said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman, Hannah, went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. She was encouraged in the Lord because the Lord heard her prayer, and she was no more discouraged, no more sad. It says in verse 19, they arose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So here they came together in a physical way. She became pregnant and fulfilling the promise, or this desire, this prayer request that she had. The Lord answered her and gave her this child in her womb. Verse 20, wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son. So when the 9 months was accomplished, she bare the son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And that's what the name Samuel means, is ask of the Lord, or God hears. And it says that Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. So this is probably the next year. They were there when Hannah cried out to the Lord. She came back. They conceived and had a child 9 months later. And so then maybe another couple, 2 or 3 months, it was time for him to go back again to worship the Lord, to sacrifice, and to pay his vow before the Lord. And verse 22, but it says that Hannah didn't go up For she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then will I bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. So here she isn't going to go with him this time. She had just given birth not too long before that. She wanted to wean the child, which could have been 2 or 3 years old, or I'm not sure exactly how old he was when she took him back to the Lord, or back to the priest there, Eli. Verse 23, and Elkanah her husband said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou hast weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck. She nursed him until she weaned him. Verse 24, and when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. It doesn't say how old he was, but he was probably at least 2 years old, I would say. I don't know, maybe he was 3 or 4, I don't know. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, talking to Eli, as thou soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed. Okay, so she's trying to get him to remember when she cried out to the Lord, and she said, I was praying for this child, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. And so here she gave her child to Eli the priest, because that was what she had told the Lord she would do back in the first part of chapter 1 here, that she said in verse 11, I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And so I think it's very important that we keep our word. What we promise the Lord, we will what we will do. I think it's very important for us to keep what we promise the Lord, or do what we say. I'll just read a couple verses. In Numbers chapter 30, verse 2, it says, if a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. And then also in Ecclesiastes 5:4, it says, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. And also in Psalms chapter 15, it says in verse 4, it's going through several things here. It says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. So, swearing to our own hurt, or what we say we will do, do it, even if it hurts, even if it's a huge sacrifice. And I tell you, for Hannah, I'm sure it was a huge sacrifice to her, giving up her son that she had been praying to the Lord for, that she gave him to the Lord and left him with Eli the priest when she went to Jerusalem there. And so be careful what we promise the Lord. And maybe you promised the Lord things that you haven't kept. The Lord does forgive us, and the Lord will wash those sins away too. If you've said things to the Lord that you promised to do something and you didn't fulfill it, don't get under huge condemnation for that. Cry out to the Lord and ask Him to forgive you for that, and He will, because He forgives all of our sins when we repent and turn to the Lord in that way. So be careful what we promise the Lord. And here, she dedicated him unto the Lord. And we also should dedicate ourselves unto the Lord, surrendering our lives unto Him and sacrificing unto the Lord. We don't sacrifice bulls and flour and wine like she did there for him or they did there for Samuel. But we do sacrifice to the Lord. And it's important for us to see that we are called to sacrifice to the Lord. And the sacrifice the Lord wants is our lives, our very soul, our everything. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. In Romans chapter 12, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So what the Lord wants is a living sacrifice out of us. We're not to sacrifice bulls. We're not to sacrifice flour and bring those as an offering to the Lord, or wine or any of those kind of things, but we're to bring ourselves to the Lord and offer ourselves as a living sacrifice unto the Lord, which is only our reasonable service. And I just encourage you with that today, that you give your life to the Lord. Sacrifice your life to Him. Surrender your life to the Lord. And you will not be disappointed. He will take your life and make something beautiful out of it. So that's my encouragement today out of 1 Samuel chapter 1. So God bless you. Thank you for calling. And let's pray. Father, I do pray that you would speak to the listeners of this daily inspiration, and that they would just turn their lives over to you and offer themselves up as a living sacrifice, and you would take that offering and make something beautiful out of it. Lord, bless each one. Encourage each heart. Strengthen each one, Lord, and may you be glorified and honored and exalted. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.